managed to work for me, and I found the cause of that. He knows that I'm Republican and he's a Democrat. Oh, go on, mute, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a darned old mule is a mule until he dies. Now Rufus Sakes and Rastus Payne got married down in Gaines, and now they say then Georgie Woods is full of aches and pains. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a darned old mule is a mule until he dies. Thank you. Does anybody out there feel like singing? I mean, you get tired of listening? Is there anybody out there that doesn't know the blue tail fly? I don't see a single hand. There's one liar over there, yes. Peggy Kelly knows it. I know she knows it. When I was young, I used to wait on old master, bring him his plate. Bring him his jug when he got dry, and brush away the blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. The master's gone away. That's pretty good. You got to do it a little louder next time. He used to ride around the farm, the flies so numerous they did swarm. That's terrible. Got the third verse, in front of the second verse. He used to ride in the afternoon, and I followed by with a hickory broom, the pony being rather shy when bitten by the blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Louder, Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. The master's gone away. Well, one day he rode around the farm, the flies so numerous they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh, the devil take the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. The master's gone away. So the pony reared, and he bucked, and he pitched, and he throwed my master in the ditch. He died, and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. The master's gone away. Well, they buried him neath the cinnamon tree. His epitaph is plain to see. Beneath this tree, I'm forced to lie. The victim of the blue tail fly, Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. The master's gone away. Now the skeeters gets an eyes and nose, and a hornet's bites you neath your clothes, and the gallon nipper flies up high. But the worst of all is a blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. The master's gone away. Hey, good for all of you. You know, it's not really kosher to come into a part of the country that is mostly southern. And Florida crackers and Georgia crackers sort of were on the other side in the war, the losing side. This is a Yankee protest song. I'm sure you'll recognize the tune because it was also their marching song. Old Abe is in the White House, taking him the snooze. Grant he's a-bustin' his gut with the booze. And we're out in the cold, and we ain't got no shoes, but we keep marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Come on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We keep marching on. should have told you about that change. They tell us we're winning, but I can't hardly tell. They tell us we're a winning, but I can't hardly tell. 'Cause down at Chickamauga, they blowed us all to hell. But we keep marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I can't hear you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We keep marching on. Every time you shoot a rebel, there's one thing for sure. Every time you shoot a rebel, there's one thing for sure. Every time you shoot a rebel, up will jump a dozen more. But we keep marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We keep marching on. A.B. freed the colored man, glory, hallelujah. A.B. freed the colored man, glory, hallelujah. I wish to the Lord he'd free me too, so I'd go marching home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, louder, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I'd go marching home. Thank you.
That was Dan. We can't have a folk festival without a little farm talk. And we have one of the best in the business, Tommy Dobbs of Palatka.
Thank you. I heard a little story a while back about a woodpecker. I'd like to share it with you. There was an old woman that lived far off in the woods by herself, and she did all her own work, and nobody ever came to visit her because she was mean and selfish and hateful, and nobody likes to visit a person like that. She always wore a nice black dress with a white apron and a little red bonnet. Well, she never kept any pets or dogs or cats because she wouldn't take time to feed them. She didn't keep any plants either. She wouldn't spare the water to keep them alive. So one day she was in her kitchen baking cakes, and she heard somebody at the door. She said, "Go away, leave me alone." And they kept rapping on the door. "Go away, leave me alone." And he kept rapping on the door, and she went out there, and there was this poor old man. He was hungry and tired from traveling so long, and says, "Lady, I sure would like something to eat. I'm so hungry. Get out of here, leave me alone." She went back on in her kitchen and looked out there, and the old man was still there. She said, "I don't know how I'm going to get rid of this fella." So she broke off a piece of her dough and put it in the oven to bake, and it came out nice and brown and big, and she decided, well, that was too much bread to give that man, so she wasn't going to do it. She broke off a smaller piece and gave to the, or was going to give to the fella, and she decided, well, it was too pretty and brown, and she wasn't going to give that to him either. So he was still hanging around, and she said, well, I got to get rid of this fella. She took a piece of old, moldy, crusty bread she had in her cupboard stuffed away, and said, well, I'll give him this. She went out there, and the old man was so thankful, and he quickly disappeared with the bread. And after he's gone a short time, she got to thinking, well, you know, I shouldn't have given the man that. That was too much to give him. She said, I wish I were a bird so I could fly away to him right now and get my bread back. So all at once she started to shrink smaller and smaller and smaller, till finally she did shrink into a bird, and she flew off in search of the old man, and she searched high and low all through the woods, started tapping on old dead trees and down chimneys and on rooftops, and she just couldn't find him anywhere. And the old woman really did turn into a bird. Her black dress became the body of the bird. Her white apron turned into the white wings of a bird, and her red bonnet turned into the red head of a bird. So this is how the red-headed woodpecker came to be. old hen finds a hen house and she lays a good egg and she'll come out and sing a different song. She's telling the world about it. Where there's chickens, there's little bitties. Pigeons somehow find their way around the chicken yard. If you're ever walking through the woods on a hot day, you stir up a covey of quail, that'll kind of stop your heart for a moment. Of course, in times gone by, people always had a lot of dogs around. Usually they had a dog for hunting deer, hunting coon, dog for cows, dog for hogs. They had a dog for everything. It was very specialized hunting to have a dog for every kind of hunting you want to do. The old kind of dogs I liked, though, were the black and tans and the old red ones with the big ears. Hogs. I like to remember the time I tried to help my uncle. I was real little then. I tried to help him catch a bunch of hogs he was going to haul off and eat during the winter time. I remember I grabbed a hold of a hind leg and he goes, cows. Yeah. Yeah. Little calf. Yeah. Yeah. And the bull is, he says it all. He's the happiest fella around. That mule's tricky. Along the saltwater areas of our state, you hear the seagull. The gray squirrel is all throughout Florida. Today's a fine day for ducks. Crickets. Frogs.
Frog.
Big bulls. Owl. You very seldom see a bobcat, and I don't think you'd ever hear one, really. Thank y'all. It's been a lot of fun.
That's great, Tommy. We couldn't do without you. Frank Cunningham and the Sawgrass Boys from Hobe Sound, Florida.
Give us a minute to get a few microphones
all right
arranged here, and then we'll cut loose on something fabulous.
All right.
And maybe even worse than that.
I'll tell them who comprised the group. G.L. Everett, Howard Walker, L.M.A. Walker, Jim Ink.
Jim Ink's not with us, and Joyce Tucker's not with us, but we got five out of seven, which isn't
well,
a bad
number.
That's pretty
good. Billy Holmes here.
Billy Holmes is right on the end with the guitar.
Well, I didn't kiss him.
He's our latest man.
Hey.
Yeah, run over and get him a big old kiss.
You don't know what you're missing until you get a kiss.
All right, we're going to try an instrumental here called Rawhide and see if we can wake up the folks that are sleeping, and the folks that don't like bluegrass can have a chance to leave. Anyway, here we go. Got a little better as time went along. Now we want to slow down and sing you a song, which is a kind of a ballad with sort of a jump tune to it. It's a sad song, but the music's kind of happy. I don't know why they did it this way, but it's called Little Willie Roy, a song about a little cripple boy. And we're going to try to catch some trio singing on here, hopefully in harmony. If GL will step right up here in the key of B and do this, we'll start her right off. Years today, and he don't know what it is to play. Each night before he goes to bed, this little prayer he always says, and now I lay me down. So I can
morning. The tears roll down his little cheek, and I wipe them off so he can see.
And now I lay me down to bed. Please God, and I won't scold if you should cry. So good night, sleep tight, my son, good night. And now I lay me down to bed. Please God,
thank you very much. We like to sing trio, as you can tell, when we all get up here and try to harmonize. Now we're going to do a gospel number, which is going to feature the fellow here with the guitar with the hubcap in the middle of it. This is G.L. Everett. And what's the name of this song?
Golly, I don't remember. We got so many. You better tell me.
This song is called Joy Bells. A little up-tempo gospel number. And I especially want you to pay close attention to Billy Holmes there, because he's going to sing part of it in a high falsetto voice that'll break every drinking glass between here and Lake City. All right?
In this somber world of sorrow, in this wicked land of sin, never dreamed of tomorrow, or what I do. Saying, come unto me, I'll wash away your sins forever, and you will rest eternally.
Well,
I can hear the joy bells ringing, hear the joy bells ringing, when my friends and loved ones wait. I can hear the angels sing, just inside.
I can hear the
angels singing just inside. outside the pearly gates.
All right, we'd like to do one more number for you, and then we'll get off of here and let you get out of the rain and all that stuff. This song is another little up-tempo, a typical old bluegrass number. And G.L. here, since he's got the highest, most best bluegrass voice, is going to get to sing this one, too.
Oh, boy.
Yippee. This one's called I Wish You Knew.
I wish you knew how hard I tried to tell you, how hard I tried to get you off my mind. I know that you're no longer mine. Since you let another beat my time, if only half the things you said were true about my heart, then I could have forgotten you since we've been apart. You said to force my lips to kiss you when we said goodbye. You even said to force the tears that came into my eyes. I wish you knew how hard I tried to tell you, how hard I tried to get you off my mind. Sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time. Not a thing that could be worse than knowing that you're gone. But in the picture in your mind, I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms the way I've been with you, and the way I cry for you each night, I only wish you knew. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind.
Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you, Lots. Next, we're going to try an old waltz tune.
The old Mom and Dad waltz. Let Frizzell made it popular several years ago. Walk a mile, miles, miles for my mama and daddy. I want them to know I love them so. How I feel, my love is real for my mama and daddy. I want them to know I love them so. In my heart, Georgia's gone because I'm happy. Next one, we're going to try an old tune. I'd like for you to kind of listen to the words of it. Knot Hole. We're going to let Carolyn lead us off on this one.
Well, I remember back when my sister and her boyfriend sat around a cordon with the lights down low. No show I've ever seen, not even on the screen. Can't compare with what I saw through the old knot hole, knot hole.
Knot hole.
You ought to see what I saw through the old knot hole. Some folks like a picture show, but not for me, they're much too slow. You can have your televisions and your picture shows. It'll never take the place of the old knot hole. Heard they're gonna start a making dresses out of wood. Now it would sure be nice if and they could, but there's just one thing we ain't thought about.
What you gonna do if the knot falls out?
Knot hole.
Knot hole.
Knot hole.
Knot hole.
You ought to see what I saw through the old knot hole. Some folks like a picture show, but not for me, they're much too slow. You can have your televisions and your picture shows. It'll never take the place of the old knot hole. The lights of all Broadway, but that can't beat what I saw the other day. While I peeking through a hole in the backyard fence, I saw my sister Kate doing a hoochie-coochie dance. Knot hole,
knot hole,
knot hole,
knot hole.
You ought to see what I saw through the old knot hole. Some folks like a baseball game, but not for me, they're much too tame. You can have your televisions and your picture shows, it'll never take the place of the old knot hole.
going to try one more. One of Hank Williams' old songs. Just hope that we can make it work out like it should be. The Pan American Queen.
I've heard the stories about your fast train. Now I'll tell you one all Southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. Here's a Pan-American on the way to New Orleans.
Leave the Cincinnati, head down that Dixie line. When you pass the Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window, you can feel that southern breeze. You're on the Pan-American on the way to New Orleans. Southland and want to see the scene, get yourself a ticket on the Pan American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You'll pass right through them all when you're New Orleans bound. Leave Cincinnati, heading down that Dixie line. When you pass the Nashville Tower, you can hear that whistle whine. Stick your head right out the window, you can feel that southern breeze. You're on the Pan-American on your way to New Orleans.
Thank you very much. We've enjoyed it. We'll see you again Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, John. That was great. We're glad you're here. Let's give him another hand. Eugenia, don't you want a garbage bag? Yes, sir. We sure have. Come on around to the back and they'll give you one. Go on, go around there. Ask those boys to. Well, he was out on the back. Now, an old timer who has been coming a long, long time says he's going to play his 1721 Stradivarius. Made 11 years before George Washington was born. Well, seeing is believing, if we can just find him and get him out here. Zeke Stevens and his wife Rosa from Panama City. Let's clap them loudly onto the stage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be back with you. We're having a wonderful crowd today. I've enjoyed being with you all. So now I'm going to play to you a few pieces on this old violin. And we'll probably get to the gourd fiddle in just a few minutes and give you a little hope down on it. So I'm going to start off with the national anthem. Now I'll take the gourd fiddle and I'm going to play you an old Irish piece on this. The old Irish washer one. That's something you hardly ever get anybody playing more, you know. But we got to keep all sweet things. Stop fiddling around. Old fiddlers never die. They just fiddle away, you know how it is. Quite a few people here that's asked me why don't we play more of Stephen C. Forster's pieces than what we do. And, I think that I will play in honor of Stephen C. Forster, my old Kentucky home. One more piece, folks. I may never return again, which I hope I will. But I'm going to pay farewell to thee. And I thank you, folks, very much.
We hope we get to see him many more times. Is Carrollton here? Carrollton Whatley, are you there? All right. We are ready for a very special treat. Come on out, band, and let us get a little water up. We've had Tennessee cloggers. And we've had North Carolina cloggers. And a number of years ago, we had Orlando cloggers. Well, one of those young men has grown up, and by golly, he's trained a group from Orlando area. So now we have Florida cloggers. They are up from the Orlando area. And Frank Cunningham and his group are going to play for us, the Sawgrass Boys. I don't know whether they practiced or not, but that doesn't really matter.
Of course.
Let's welcome the Wild Bunch from Orlando. Sawgrass Boys to play for them, and the Florida Wild Bunch to dance for us. That's marvelous. All right, now let's welcome a wonderful choir that's been with us many times. They missed last year, Mount Carmel Choir, number one from Palatka, under the direction of Choice Butler, a marvelous gospel choir. me off. Okay, at 2:30, don't forget, the nature slides will be shown up in the ag building if you are interested in edible plants of Florida. 2:30.
We are now ready to give our number. First of all, we are thankful to be back with you again. Because last year we wasn't here because of sickness and being in the hospital. And we're not going to prolong the time with these three selections. The first selection that you hear will be sung by one of our senior members of choir number one of Mount Carmel Free Will Baptist Church, Palatka, Florida. Mrs. Juanita Walker will be singing Shame, Shame on You, our first selection. Next will be led by a junior member. As you can see, we all are in blue, but the juniors have on stoles. Those are juniors. We're bringing you two choirs today, mixing them up because we are training our juniors. And our second selection will be led by little Mr. Gregory Howell, who his mother is president of this junior choir, Mrs. Dorothy Howell. He will come to you singing, "Oh Lord, I done done what you told me to do." Last selection will be "Thank You, Jesus," led by a senior member of this choir. After this, I will not pronounce again what we are singing. Thank you.
children.